This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1277, How Being a Teacher Can Help You Be a Student, with Jan Fulmer. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, find out how Jan reached a near native level of English by becoming a teacher and podcaster, and how you can find your own unique way to master English as well. Today, we have a guest on the show. Our guest today is Jan Fulmer from Just Vocabulary Podcast. Jan moved from the Netherlands in 2005 to South Africa with English as his second language and became a teacher of English through his podcast. So let's welcome Jan to All Ears English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others, and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jan, welcome to All Ears English. How are you?
Hey, Lindsay. Thanks for having me on. It's going really well. Thank you.
Awesome. Glad to have you on the show. So what is your podcast? I know you have a podcast out there. What are you working on these days?
Right. So I have a daily podcast. It's a very short podcast, 5 minutes every day. It's called Just Vocabulary. And it's exactly like the title. It's Just Vocabulary. Every day I share two words with the listeners that I found whilst reading a book or watching a movie. And I share that. First, I give some example sentences. And only then I follow it up with the explanation. So I don't start with defining the words. I use the examples as a teaser.
Okay, cool. Sounds like a unique format. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You said you were originally from the Netherlands, but you're living in Cape Town now. Tell us about that.
Right, yeah. So I grew up in the Netherlands. And in 2005, I emigrated to South Africa, Cape Town, South Africa. And there I found myself in an environment that was completely English. And English is my second language.
Wow.
And I decided, you know, the best way to improve my own English is perhaps become a teacher myself. And that's how I got started.
Interesting. Yeah, so that's kind of your unique angle in the teaching world, is that being a student and a teacher at the same time. What was your level when you left the Netherlands compared to now? I mean, how much did you improve during that time?
I think I was able to just have a normal conversation. But, you know, as soon as you went to see a doctor or dentist or you had a job interview, or just a normal conversation with a friend, your vocabulary lacks, or there were words that you didn't know, and also the culture of the language. I had no feeling of the language yet.
Yeah,
so that was my biggest drawback, that all the English I had learned was from books, and I had no connection with the language or with people that spoke the language.
Yeah. I mean, so you arrived in Cape Town and you know book English, but not really real life or connection English. So how did you do it? I mean, what can our listeners learn from you today in terms of what actually worked? Can you let us know?
Yes. Well, I had the luxury to be in an environment that was completely English. But if you are not, I think you can just fake it by by surrounding yourself just by doing everything in English. If you buy a new computer, set the operating system to the English language. The same for your phone. When you Google something, Google only in English. When you have a when you have to research something, do it in English. It's easy to revert back to your native language for yourself. But just do everything in English, and you'll never forget how to speak your native language. So there's nothing to be worried about.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I love that idea. And I love the fact that, again, as you said, we don't have to be in a native speaking country to be able to do this. I mean, you know, like you said, you can even have your phone wake you up with a song in English. I think you mentioned an alarm, but you can have a song. Things we can do. We have hosted a couple of immersion events in Boston and New York and in Japan. And we've asked our students at those events during the whole weekend, please put your phone into English, your browser. So these are real actions we can take that we can do that we have control over, right, Jen?
Yes, exactly. Just simulate your environment as if you were in an English-speaking country.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Okay. And of course, there are also movies and TV shows. I mean, not to mention those, right? We can dive into those. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, that really helped. Even today, I still watch movies with subtitles. And that's just because I love to improve my vocabulary. If there are words that I don't know, I write them down even whilst watching a movie. I just jot them down in a little notepad. And I use those words again in the show, and then I share them with the listeners. But I think that's really great. And you know exactly how to spell them. Sometimes you know the meaning of the word, but you don't know exactly how it's written. Subtitles can help you with that.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love your angle because you're learning and then you're sharing with your listeners at the same time. And that helps you to really learn on a deeper, deeper level. I love that. So subtitles, Jan, you said is your number two tip as far as what has worked for you. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, subtitles. Okay. And then the third tip that I would like to share is I became both a teacher and a student when I was that's basically how I got started. I recorded my own audio on a cassette, and I would play it back whilst I was doing my chores, so I could teach myself English whilst I was just doing other things. But you can develop your own technique. You know, you can make your own flashcards, or you can teach yourself becoming the teacher. Find out what works for you, whether it's yellow sticky notes around the house or writing in your daily journal, or, you know, start a personal interest blog in English, something that you're passionate about, and share it with the world, but just do it in English. So you know everything about that subject in English, and you'll expand on that.
Yeah, I love that. Are you someone that has always enjoyed learning just for learning? You seem especially motivated.
Yeah. I think we're in a unique time to have such great access with internet to everything. Yes. So if you're a naturally curious person, there's so many things you can just learn. Last year, I decided I wanted to keep bees. You can become a beekeeper in a couple of months, and now I have my own honey. So yeah, I'm eager explore new things and do new things and learn everything that I'm curious about.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So we want to encourage you guys, you know, find your way, right? Take one of these tips, doesn't have to be all of them. Take one of them and figure out what works for you. Because I think the point here is, Jan, you've been able to kind of turn learning upside down a little bit in a really unique way. Like as originally a student becoming a teacher and teaching yourself, it's a continuous feedback loop. And I feel like you know, our listeners could be quite motivated by the way that you do it.
I hope so. That would be great. My goal.
Absolutely. So guys, I want to encourage you to go over and check out what Jan is working on. Jan, where can our listeners find you online?
Right. So they can go to our website, justvocabulary.com. But since your listeners are listening to a podcast, they can also go into iTunes or Spotify or any application that your listeners are using to listen to the podcast and search for Just Vocabulary. And yeah, they'll find me.
Okay, awesome. Guys, go and check that out. And you said that you feature a couple of vocabulary words in each episode. Is that right?
So yeah, exactly. That's the format. 2 days, 2 words per day. And then I question or I quiz you on a word that I introduced the previous show. So there's also a bit of quizzing going on.
Ooh, I love that. Guys, go over and check that out and enjoy that. It's always good to expand our vocabulary. Okay. Jan, fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show. This has been inspiring.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.